Warning! The following content may be disturbing for some people. Listener discretion is advised.
Everyone,
that's needs- mine!
Oh, I didn't know what it was.
Well, stop grabbing my stuff!
What was it sitting there?
It's just not sitting there.
What?
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. Right here on Mile High
and
Sports
we
Radio.
Are live on the-
I hate President's Day. I hate President's Day. I hate presidents. I want a friend. No, I don't want a premier. I want a jefe. I want a boss. I want a mafia boss. Just, you know, not all the time. Just for a little bit.
There,
I feel better now.
I like President's Day. People don't have to go to work. They can just hang out. It's like a cool 3-day weekend for like kind of a made-up holiday. I think it's awesome.
It's definitely a made-up holiday. Most holidays are made up.
Yeah, fair enough.
But let me tell you something. This is how, which president's birthday was on February 20th?
I think it was Washington. George Washington.
I think it was none of the above. I really do. Let me just look here. I'm going to type this in here real quick.
Because Lincoln's birthday was usually
earlier
in the month, and then it was Washington's, and then they could just combine the two.
You know.
It's like an average of the two.
Like in between? Yeah, I don't know.
And this is how we get rabbits at Easter. This is how we get rabbits at Easter.
I don't celebrate Easter.
Why rabbits? Fuzzy rabbits.
The holiday makes no sense to me.
Jesus.
Yeah, exactly. The holiday makes no sense.
Okay, do you want to know the history of Easter?
It's a pagan, rebirth, spring kind of thing.
No.
Yeah.
Jesus saved the Trix rabbit from going over the cliff and getting killed by the leprechaun, and that's why we give Easter things of chocolate on Easter from bunnies.
I feel like you kind of rolled St. Patrick's Day in there a little, and that offends me.
Are you saying the Irish are not Catholic?
Oh no, they're very Catholic, but we gave them their own holiday. One which I personally consider one of my high holy holidays. I've got four high holies. I've got St. Patrick's Day, Halloween, New Year's, and 4th of July.
That's a pretty good one. That's a pretty good high holies.
Those are really the only four I celebrate with any fervor.
Presidents born on, today is February 20th. I sound like I'm putting on the Ritz.
Putting on the Ritz.
How was your weekend?
I was sick as a dog all weekend. It was terrible. It was a pretty terrible. I kind of caught a little something, and then Saturday night I was lying in my bed having TV dreams. Have you ever had TV dreams?
Oh yeah.
For people who don't know what TV dreams are. So what you do is you leave your TV on. And then you sleep on the couch. And what ends up happening is your dreams start interacting with what the TV is actually saying. And you get you can learn some things, but you can learn them in a very, very awkward way. And luckily I had on the Travel Channel rather than say like Ghosts or something. Because, you know.
No, I get TV dreams all the time. Because I generally fall asleep on the couch. I stay up late. I fall asleep on the couch. And then around 4 or 5 o'clock, I wake up and wander into the bedroom and then there's no more TV. But for like a good hour or two, I just get these weird TV dreams. So I get them all the time.
So there are no presidents born on February 20th. I'm still going, but you know, I'm already up to 1887.
Well,
so you know who was? Do you know who was?
Who?
Mary Garden.
I don't know who that is.
She was from Aberdeen, Scotland. She was an opera star. Are you kidding me? You don't know her?
Mary Garden.
Yes.
No.
All right. Are you kidding me? How about William Carleton? Irish novelist? You ever heard of him?
Name's familiar.
Oh, yeah.
I think I had
sure, okay, because it's, yeah, probably some St. Patrick's Day. As a very minor Irish person.
Some minor Irish person.
Well, no, I'm a quarter Irish.
An Irish minor.
I mean, I can't trace this much further back because, you know, of course, us Irish couldn't write, you know, much further than about like 1700. But, you know, my grandparents came over. My grandmother was full Irish. My mom is half Irish and I'm quarter Irish. And so I'm offended by you talking badly about my Irish composers.
Oh, gosh, no. I'm not talking badly about it.
I had a drink with him. Oh, St. Patrick's Day. Little do. St. Patrick's Day leprechauns.
I don't believe in leprechauns.
You don't?
No.
Have you seen Isaiah Thomas play for the Celtics?
He's just a small person. He's not really a leprechaun.
Leprechaun. He does things. He's magic. He's magic.
He is actually pretty crazy in the fourth quarter. He's been really magic.
We know, but we do need to take this off the top. So let's take this off the top because we are talking basketball.
We love that basketball. They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
So lots of basketball news over the weekend. I mean, if you were up to it, you were watching on Friday night, you were watching the NBA Futures game. On Saturday, you were watching the slam dunk contest and the three-point and the skills competitions. And on Sunday, you wrapped it up to watch the actual NBA All-Star game where they were tearing it up in New Orleans. And I didn't watch a thing. I watched, watched when we were here. Didn't watch any of the slam dunk competition because it's gotten boring. They let them try too many times. I'm sorry, if you can't dunk it on your first time, it shouldn't count.
Well, and it did cost one of the participants who tried to use the drone and drop it, and he ended up not winning because he kept missing, and finally he's just like, okay.
It's like enough.
So you get penalized.
Maybe you get one extra try.
Well, you get penalized if you don't get it. And
of course,
it cost them.
Chris, how long has it taken to do a drone? I mean, seriously, that's where it gets sort of ridiculous. Come on, man.
You know what? I was listening around today, and I have to agree with some other people I heard. If he had just gone up and grabbed the basketball away from the drone and then slammed the ball, would have been fine. But he let the drone drop it, and then he tried to catch it and windmill it and go in, and it just didn't work out. I thought the drone idea was unique, but it was a failure in execution.
Do you know what my problem is? Props. Props. What do you need props for? I mean, like, jumping over someone is, I can't.
There I am.
Basketball's a prop.
There's still props.
Do you know what I'm waiting to see?
What?
A front flip. Just a front flip and dunk it.
That would be cool. If someone could front flip and slam a ball, they're going to win. They wouldn't even have to take their other slams.
No. Or if you did a running thing and you did like one of those, you know, parkour sort of half barrel roll things.
That'd be pretty cool.
That is what I'm talking about if you're going to be able to win. I mean, that's what I need to see with that is the next place where we have not gone yet. You know, allegedly, you know, this player from the Miami Heat, I can't recall his name right now. It starts with two J's. James Johnson maybe is his name. Could be. Probably not.
I don't know.
However, anyway, he allegedly can kick balls out of the rim with his feet. Well, if you can do that with your feet, then show me what you can do with your hands and dunk, right?
No, that shows a lack of creativity at that point because everyone's wanting to jump over things. And, you know, I thought the drone was kind of an interesting, you know, prop.
Ah.
But you're right. If you can jump up in the air and pull some kind of, you know, skateboard move or swimming twist and double gainer or whatever, or sow cow and whatever it is you do in the air, but make it look cool. Because the last time I was truly wowed by a slam dunk without any props was Jordan's taking off from the line.
What? Spud Webb, man. Spud Webb.
He was
Vince Carter.
He's five. He had Vince Carter.
Vince Carter was pretty cool, too. But I mean,
Vince Carter started the whole put it through your legs.
I just remember the sight. Because I was a kid, you know, watching Jordan literally fly through the air. And I was like, wow.
With the greatest of ease? Is that what you're saying?
He really did. Okay. It was amazing.
The greatest.
And it was so cool.
Created after that.
And it was so cool. He's the logo now. I mean, he's not the NBA logo.
He's not the logo. But he's Nike's logo.
He's Nike's logo. I mean, he made the images.
See, no, there's only one NBA logo.
I know. It's that old white Lakers guy.
What?
Didn't he used to be?
George Mikan? Is that who you're talking about?
I'm not talking about George Mikan. Jerry West.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Havlicek.
No,
Havlicek stole the ball. No, he's a boss. No, who is the guy, the crazy one? Rambis. That's the one who I'd want to see. It's the logo with like hair going everywhere.
And those glasses.
And slapping down on someone like totally in their like mid-arm. That is an NBA logo.
That is an NBA logo. So I did watch some of the stuff this weekend.
Yep.
And I will say the slam dunk was not very thrilling. The three-point shoot I always love. I have to give it to you. I apologize. You were right. It was a waste of time to watch the actual game. It was ridiculous.
Yep.
I tried to help you out.
I know.
Tried to help you out.
I know.
It's okay. We'll talk to you. Big Fuzz, ladies and gentlemen, here. We're here till 10. You can give us a call, 303-831-1340. If you'd like to, you can follow us on Twitter at Darren_Copeland, or you can check us out on our Facebook page, which is the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be back.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back.